Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. It is already Tuesday, the 26th day of February 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And guess who we have joining us today? Eva Orner. Just a couple nights ago, she got the Academy Award for Best Documentary 2008, Taxi to the Dark Side, about rendition, secret arrest, and the torture camps. And in my goings and comings and travels, Eva Orner called me, I guess, about 8 months ago and came with a documentary film crew, the same folks that made a lot of famous films. And they came here to town. They made Brother's Keeper and Metallica, Some Kind of Monster, and Paradise Lost. She came here with Joe Bellinger, the famous filmmaker, and interviewed me for some upcoming work they're doing. And I got a chance to talk to her about how they were finishing up Taxi to the Dark Side. And it beat Michael Moore's Sicko for the 2008 Best Documentary. And it's pretty hardcore. Frankly, it could have been even more hardcore, but it's a lot of great research. Amazing. They were in Afghanistan, Iraq, you name it. A lot of stuff I had never seen, photos and videos of torture I had never seen. And then disgusting interviews with John Yoo and others and some of the torture guards. So she's going to be popping in later in the show to talk about the Academy Award. She is the producer. An amazing lady. Headline, Australian wins documentary Oscar, Eva Orner. You can Google that. An Oscar for Eva. While Belfort misses out. And you can just type Eva Orner into Google and read all about it, or Taxi to the Dark Side. Orner wins. Oscar slams U.S. as war criminals. So very, very powerful information. And then, of course, this weekend I saw a 9/11 blogger blurb from, was actually from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. One of their members was at an event and saw Willie Nelson's daughter, Paula Nelson, who's a great musician and singer in her own right, at an event and said, "Hey, do you agree with your dad's statement?" She said, "Oh, yeah, I agree with it, of course." And so I thought, why not just have her on? I'd thought about having her on a few weeks ago, but I thought, I'll give the Nelsons a rest. We've had her dad on twice, but tell you right now, we're going to get the Dixie Chicks on. We're going to get some other folks on as well. Talk about the war. A lot of other issues we're lining up right now. Some other really big guests as well. But coming up later today, we will have Paula Nelson on the show to talk about her dad, her own career, what it's like being Willie Nelson's daughter, what it's like being a musician who speaks out politically, play some of her songs as well. That is coming up later in the show today on this Tuesday, 26th of February, 2008. In the meantime, Trader Greenspan urges Gulf states to abandon the dollar. Alan Greenspan has again exposed himself as a traitor working against the interest of the American people by urging Gulf states to abandon the dollar peg, a move that could result in financial chaos and an economic depression in the United States. Another report here. Here comes the $739 million taxpayer bailout. Clinton camp and Drudge team up. This is just some of what's coming up today. Big broadcast lined up. Call your friends. Call your family. Tell them tune in today. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future.
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Oscar-winning documentary filmmaker about torture, exposing John Yoo and the neocons. Eva Orner will be joining us. And, of course, Paula Nelson, one of the prominent children of Willie Nelson, a great musician and vocalist in her own right, joining us in the third hour today. Trader Greenspan urges Gulf states to abandon the dollar. You know, that's quite a headline by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. It's an amazing headline, and that's actually what he said. And the implications of that, all we have left in this country is our fiat currency. I mean, 80-plus percent of our industrial base has been moved overseas. The service economy is faltering. Debt, corporate, private, government is leveraged at all-time highs. We are on the verge of economic collapse, according to the majority of experts, financial forecasters. We're hoping for just a deep recession and not a financial calamity. We've been talking a lot about that the last few years here as this perfect storm came together. But to have Greenspan come out and encourage Arabs to move away from the dollar, which will precipitate its downfall, is so they can fully wreck it and then dollarize, is how they're going to term it, in the future, the North American and then the entire Pan-American Western Hemisphere, and claim, oh, well, we had to reorganize the dollar and put it to an international peg to rebuild it. which is the trilateral plan for now more than 30 years, 34 years now. And this is quite a signal here. The world has still not completely abandoned the dollar. They're slowly creeping away from it, from China to Japan to Germany to Russia to Iran. The neocons get on radio and say, Iran's dumping the dollar. It's their fault. While the government itself does everything it can to have a weak dollar policy. Cheney 3 years ago dumped all of his dollars. But that's never really discussed. It's Iran's fault. They did it. So the neocons carry out this operation for their banker masters and then blame it on Iran, as they always do, as if one country could swing the dollar out of its global reserve currency position into one of a faltering currency. Trader Greenspan urges Gulf states to abandon dollar. This is a big deal. Alan Greenspan has again exposed himself as a traitor working against the interest of the American people by urging Gulf states to abandon the dollar peg, a move that could result in financial chaos and an economic depression in the United States. The dollar peg mandates Gulf nations to price their assets in U.S. dollars and follow U.S. monetary policy at a time when the Fed is cutting interest rates, a system that has produced a boom in oil revenue but led to high inflation as the dollar weakens. Well, if they move off the dollar peg, it'll only make the dollar weaken even more and will, quote, cost us more oil. So you got to love the mainstream media spin. Paul's basically quoting it there. This is a quote. It depegged, it probably the most useful thing that can be done to stop the increasing influence of foreign assets on the monetary system and therefore the monetary base, which is basically the major force in inflationary pressures, Greenspan told the Abu Dhabi Corporate Leadership Forum yesterday. This is all quoted out of the Financial Times of London, AP, everybody carried it. So he's saying, you know, oil's $100 a barrel because the dollar's been devalued and you guys are pricing oil in dollars. We'll just take it off of dollars and price it in euros or price it in a currency that's worth more per unit. Well, you'll still have just as expensive oil if they price it at the equivalent of, you know, 62 euros instead of $100. But if they do that, it'll actually just make the dollar even lose more favor and then lose more confidence and lose more value. And then we'll probably be paying $120 a barrel, which is what the elite wants. So Greenspan, this is like going to someone who's sick, who's got a toe chopped off and chopping their entire foot off. This is just basic monetary, basic economic information. But the general public can't find the U.S. on a map. Doesn't know the three branches of government. They hear this and they probably think it's a good idea. Oh, yes, abandon the dollar further. Oh, great idea. That's just, no, they're trying to kill the dollar. This is the biggest sign yet that they are openly trying to destroy this economy while being hailed as big fixers at the same time. According to economist editor Paul Woodall, Greenspan's comments heralded the beginning of the end of the U.S. dollar as the currency of choice for foreign exchange reserves. In the short term, free floating will not fully dissipate inflationary pressure, although it would significantly do so. What does that mean? Added Greenspan, giving a green light for Gulf states to drop the dollar peg. Don't you love that doublespeak? In the short term, free floating will not fully dissipate inflationary pressure, though it would significantly do so. According to economist editor Paul Woodall, Greenspan's comments heralded the beginning of the end of the U.S. dollar as a currency of choice for foreign exchange reserves. In Asia, central banks hold today more than 80% of the global foreign exchange reserves, which indicate the shift of the global economy domination towards Asia. It seems quite awkward that the UAE still maintains the peg of its currency to the U.S. dollar, she told Gulf News. You know what? I know we have Eva Warner coming on. I know we have Paula Nelson. But in the second hour, we've got some time. Get me Dr. Paul Craig Roberts or get me, just for a tell them a 10-minute interview. I want some of their comments on this to get there. I know what they're going to say, but you need to hear it from experts. Or try to pop in and get Bob Chapman. We can get them quick and easy. They're good guys. We hear the same thing from Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, chief economist, World Bank, former chief economist. Or you'd hear it from any other expert. We could get George Humphrey in here, very accredited economist and businessman. Folks, let me just give it to you straight. All we have left, you've heard all the experts here, is the dollar. Okay, and it's tanking right now, slowly sliding into the oblivion. This is Greenspan literally trying to, the dollar is like a drowning man or drowning woman fighting to get air, struggling every minute or so to get one quick gulp of air and being pushed back under by the global architects of the financial infrastructure. And now the dollar's been underwater about 4 minutes. Water's going into our lungs. We're starting to pass out. And we had one chance to get to the shore, get a gulp of air, get to shore. And Greenspan literally has basically taken a hammer and hit the drowning person on the head. This is unbelievable. I do not have words to explain how devastating this is, how evil this is, how over the top. We will be completely financially destroyed. And by the way, every financial expert we've interviewed, even mainline analysts, say that if the dollar plunges another 20% even, they're talking about more now, depending on the expert, 20, 30%. If it does that, it will bring down other currencies. It will cause a worldwide implosion. Anybody who wondered whether the central bankers and the big banks that are out there, you know, rating junk as AAA and selling securities and selling credit card debt, they bundle that and then sell it as some wonderful security when it's horrible debt, very dangerous, especially at this time in history, historically very bad investments, and they've been AAA rating it. The states are about to go bankrupt. The federal government is bankrupt. You've got 40-plus percent inflation in the last couple of years combined with people on fixed incomes in red-level crisis already. All of this is cascading now into businesses and companies in the service industry and into the automobile industry, the manufacturing, durable, value-added goods. And Greenspan, well, I mean, he's been doing this now for the last year, coming out and bad-mouthing the dollar, coming out and saying bad things about the dollar, coming out and saying bad things about the economy. This is just, I'm actually dumbfounded right now. I'm not even shaken. I'm more just stunned. I don't even know what, I'm literally speechless. Let me just read the article here. This is incredible. Greenspan's zeal to destroy the dollar is evident in numerous public statements he has made, predicting the replacement of the dollar with the euro as the world reserve currency. The former Fed chairman has repeatedly badmouthed the dollar and hyped the inevitability of economic chaos at a time when market confidence is in the toilet. Greenspan's rhetoric matches that of the IMF, who in October of last year brazenly slammed the dollar as an overvalued at the same time the greenback hit its all-time low against the euro. A decision on behalf of the Gulf states to abandon the dollar peg would have disastrous consequences for the greenback and the American economy. Such a move could lead the likes of the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia to diversify their foreign exchange holdings out of dollars. This would amount to a vote of no confidence in the dollar and may cause other countries with large dollar reserves, it's already happening, such as China and Japan, to follow suit and begin dumping the greenback in mass. They've already been doing it, but yeah, they would accelerate that. This is it, folks. And the public is so ignorant and so ill-informed that you watch. You're going to be at the church or golf course or the mall or family when we're in a depression, hearing them tell you about how Greenspan's working to save us. They just need to be slapped upside the head. Heaven help us. I'll finish up with this. I'm sorry to have to bring you news like this. And we'll get into a bunch of other news. These globalists are just destroying the country right now in front of your very eyes.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Thank you to the Academy. Thank you to all the people who worked on this film. Sloan Clevin, my editor, Maurice Alberti and Greg Andracki, all the executives, producers. Thank you to everybody. This is an extraordinary moment. Very difficult film to make. It's a great moving moment to get this statue. Thank you.
I'd just like to thank Alex Gibney, actually, for taking such a chance and being so brave to make this film at a time when people said this film should not be made. I'm incredibly proud and honored to be here as only one of two Australians nominated this year. Thank you.
And I'd actually like to take the time to thank all the participants in the film and all the servicemen who risked a lot by coming to New York and telling their story after they'd already had such a hard time with this current administration's policies. It was really brave of them, and hopefully people will watch the film and think things should change. Thank you very much.
Quite some time.
That's right, all enemies of liberty are coming straight on, straight on. That goes for all my enemies here locally. We're coming straight on, straight on.
Straight on for you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm strong, and I'm coming through, straight on. That goes for Alan Greenspan, all of them. All the criminals in government, from our mayor to the New World Order. You, the American people, people of this planet, are coming straight on. We're exposing the New World Order, and we're never going to back down, and we're never going to stop. And we're going to let the people know who their enemies are. We're going to let them know who staged the terror attacks. We're going to let them know who the torturers of children are. We're coming straight on. Straight on.
Straight on for you.
You've made up my mind.
You've made my mind.
Now I'm strong.
And now I'm strong. Now I'm coming through.
Straight on. We don't have a choice. We've got to come straight on. Forget the maneuvers. Go straight at them. That's the way to win the fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stop caring what your neighbors, stop caring what your employees, your boss thinks. Stop thinking about the cost. And start thinking about what's going to happen when we defeat these people. Because I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you give in to fear and you think about what the New World Order might do to you if they win, then you've already lost. You got to think about the bigger cost. Ladies and gentlemen, understand that it's only us that stand between all the innocents out there the New World Order is literally feeding on and abusing and destroying. So get past your fear and look at the bigger cost. Think about the larger picture of humanity and society and where we're going. Yeah, that film calling for socialized health care lost, but the film exposing the bloodthirsty torture and macabre activities and the orders from Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld, Alberto Gonzalez, John Yoo, that's now been exposed. You know, it's going to be on HBO now, and it's going to be all over the place and in your local video store, and people are going to find out the truth, how they took innocent people and murdered them, tortured them to death. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen, to throw caution to the wind and to take action, to commit fully. And then it doesn't matter anymore, because you're committed and you're coming straight on. We'll be right back with Academy Award winner Eva Orner.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF dual media shower filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Here are the headlines. Australian wins documentary Oscar. Eva Horner, she is the producer. An Oscar for Eva. Another headline, Herald Sun. Oscar winner Eva Horner slams U.S. government as war criminals. They are war criminals. We had Willie Nelson on again last week. We've got his daughter, quite a musician in her own right and vocalist, joining us in the third hour. Bunch of financial news coming up as Greenspan tries to kill the dollar. But I really appreciate her and her busy schedule. HBO just bought the film, and it's an amazing documentary. Let's go ahead and play the trailer. It's not as powerful, obviously, as the film, but here's the audio from the trailer of Taxi Cab to the Dark Side. Here it is.
On December 5, 2002, Dilawar, a young Afghan taxi driver, was brought to Bagram. 5 days after his arrival, he was dead.
A U.S. major ticked the box for homicide. I said, my God, they've killed him.
It became plausible to me that this man wasn't even guilty of anything, and he was murdered in detention.
You put people in a crazy situation, and people do crazy things.
People were being told to rough up Iraqis that wouldn't cooperate. We were also told they're nothing but dogs.
Interrogators were telling the guards, strip this guy naked, chain him up to the bed in an uncomfortable position, do whatever you can.
You had these young soldiers with very little training, just as the rules were changing, and they weren't told what the new rules were.
You start looking at these people as less than human, and you start doing things to them you would never dream of. And that's where it got scary.
It was only the night shift. There's always a few bad apples.
The brass knew. They saw him shackled and hooded, and they said, right on, y'all are doing a great job.
There were emails from FBI personnel down at Guantanamo saying, you won't believe what's going on down here. We've got to disassociate ourselves.
You have no right to a lawyer. You have no right to witnesses. You don't really know what the charges are, and you certainly don't know what the secret evidence is against you.
They saw an intentional decision taken at the height of the Pentagon to put out a fog of ambiguity.
We have to work the dark side, if you will. We're going to spend time in the shadows.
What starts at the top of the chain of command drops like a rock down the chain of command.
American values are premised upon the notion of human dignity.
We don't know what revenge is coming down the road.
There will be no outrages upon human dignity. It's very vague.
Taxi to the Dark Side, taken from Cheney, talking about we're in the dark side now. Eva Orner, congratulations. I'm really honored to count you as a friend. You're an amazing filmmaker.
Thanks, Alex. It's lovely to be on your show as a guest. And, yeah, it's been a pretty great week so far. What can I say?
What was it like to be, I mean, we're going to talk about the film, of course, but to be nominated and then to win when they said Eva Orner and Taxi to the Dark Side?
You know, it was really great. We were so hoping we were going to win because it's such an important film. And, you know, all of the documentary nominees this year, out of the five films, four of them were war-related films. You know, there was a film about Iraq, No End in Sight. There was Operation Homecoming about the soldiers. And it was a great acknowledgement from the Academy that something is wrong with this country. And the Academy is a very conservative force. So it was really a great vindication and validation of all of our work. We were concerned that because of all the films, ours is the darkest. It's about torture. It's, you know, it's incredibly critical of the administration. It features waterboarding. It features so many difficult subjects. And we were a little nervous that maybe it was too dark for the Academy, but we really wanted to win. And also, you know, I must talk about Alex Gibney, who's the writer, director, producer. I'm the producer of the film. And, you know, he's been making films for a long time. He made Enron, Smartest Guys in the Room. He was nominated for another Oscar a couple of years ago, and we're so thrilled because he's so deserving. He's one of the best filmmakers working in the country today. And it was great vindication and validation. And, you know, it was really fun.
Well, you've done an incredible job as the producer, the head honcho over the whole deal. And I'm just blessed and lucky to have ever even bumped into you, even because you're so smart and such a sweet person. You also have the clip. We had Professor Castle on a few years ago when this first came out. You know, the clip where John Yoo writes in these memos about crushing children's testicles in front of their parents, and then Professor Castle at a closed CFR meeting, even the CFR's mad at him in Chicago. You're not supposed to record it, but Castle did. He had to get this out. And Yoo just says, yeah, the president has that authority. I mean, you know, immersing yourself in this film, you guys started working on this film back when it still wasn't, kosher to get into this type of topic back when the regime was still riding high to a certain extent. So tell us about the process of deciding to make this film, when it began, all these locations. I mean, it's such an incredible film, getting to interview some of the guards that did the torture, people who were convicted and sent to jail. You have the memos and documents where they were ordered to do it. I mean, just basically the process, Eva.
Sure. I mean, the film started, we finished the film about a year ago, and it's, you know, been on the festival circuit for the year, and it obviously has just been released. But, you know, we started making it a year and a half ago before that, so it's really a 2.5-year process. And the film came out of some conversations with Alex Gibney, the director, and a couple of extraordinary people who became executive producers and actually put a lot of money into the film when no one else would. And it came out of a conversation about what is going on in this country. Things are being reported in the New York Times and the Washington Post. Why aren't people in the streets? Why aren't people screaming? The rule of law is being broken. There is no regard for habeas corpus. The Geneva Conventions are being disregarded. And it was just this conversation that was just about rage. And it was a conversation involving patriotic Americans who were so disturbed by what was happening to their country. And, you know, people have branded the film anti-American, and it's the complete opposite. It's about the preservation of what made America great and what America should be. So, you know, a couple of the executive producers, one was Rob Johnson, who used to be a right-hand man of George Soros. Another one was Don Glasgow, who's an incredible human rights attorney. Sidney Blumenthal, who was one of Bill Clinton's policy advisors in the Clinton administration. These people all came forward early on, and, you know, they put their money where their mouths were and really helped us out because we were having trouble getting distributors to put money up on the film. You know, Alex's previous film was incredibly successful, Enron, as I said, and a lot of people were saying, is this really the follow-up film you want to make to Enron? This could be a really big mistake. It could be career damaging. And, you know, kudos to Alex for having the unbelievable courage, tenacity and dogged determination to say, I have to make this film. We have to make this film. So that was the sort of the genesis of the film. And then from there, you know, we gathered, as you know, with documentaries, we gathered a small and very hardworking crew of people. You know, we had one researcher, we had another producer. You know, it was a team of like six people, and it was really about getting access, getting information, you know, using a lot of archival material, which, you know, is hard to source, and really convincing people to talk on this film and to be a part of this film. So that was, you know, the initial process.
Did you, I mean, of course you learned a lot making the film. Did you ever get really creeped out?
Yeah. It was, I think we all say often, it was really, it was the hardest film I think any of us have ever made. I mean, you know, the material's grueling. You know what it's like when you're in an edit suite looking at horrible material. You know, we got a lot of classified photographs that nobody had seen before from Abu Ghraib. The thing that I find the most disturbing in the film is actually there's just some cell phone video from inside the prisons of prisoners smashing their heads against walls and collapsing. And, I mean, it's just so brutal and so inhumane and unhuman. It's just, you know, it's hard to be around that kind of material all the time. It sounds so silly, but one of the saving graces of us making this film and keeping our sanity was we were making another film at the same time, which was a lot lighter in subject. About, it just premiered at Sundance in competition, and it's about Hunter S. Thompson, the great writer. And, you know, we were able to sort of bounce between the projects a little bit because, you know, a year and a half being immersed in torture and your failing country is very hard to take.
You bring away from the film with the eyewitnesses, the documents, the death certificates, that the White House with the memos, the orders, the systematic, whether it was in Cuba or Iraq, at Guantanamo Bay, where our government has a base, or in Afghanistan, that it was all the same standard torture, the same sensory deprivation, hanging people from the tops of their cells for days on end. All of this, beating people till they're, according to the coroner's reports, you know, liquefied the tissue in their bodies, literally turning them into jello. And then to have the White House send people to prison who they ordered to do this, but then that was enlisted people, but promote the individuals, the officers who were actually above it, and the one lady who ran it in Iraq and Afghanistan, they send her to the interrogation training base, and now she's over training. I mean, to know that the White House ordered all this, and then when they got caught, they said, oh, no, we're not behind this. And, of course, you also point out how 24 has created a constituency for torture, how they're brainwashing. Can you talk about that?
So, I mean, you know, I think the villains of the film, obviously, are George Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, John Yoo, and Gonzalez. But, you know, the big criminal, I'm ashamed to say, is a woman called Carolyn Wood, who obviously did not interview for the film and has done absolutely no media. And, you know, she went from prison to prison enforcing these torture methods, and as you say now, you know, her punishment for this great violation of human rights and, you know, the American way is to be, you know, to end up in an interrogation training military facility. So, you know, she's a complete villain. She does no media. She does nothing. And I guess one of the most interesting things in the film is, you know, a bunch of these young officers, these ex-military guys that we have in the film who are young. I think it's fair to say a lot of them aren't overly educated and certainly weren't educated in the ways of the military. And they were thrown into these situations where they were untrained interrogators. Some of them had never come across the Geneva Conventions. And that's what the higher-ups wanted. And they were put into these incredible situations of stress, of fear of terrorism in America that was placed on their shoulders, and that they had to get information by any means possible, often from innocent people who had just been picked up in the fields of Afghanistan. And what's so interesting is we managed to get a number of these people to talk to us, and I think they're the heroes of the film because they're so brave and they're so honest, and they know they did the wrong thing, but they're also willing to talk about the fact that they were misguided. And, you know, when you're put into a bad situation, people do bad things.
Well, you also capture the essence. You also captured in the film the essence, and this is the point we've always made from guests and witnesses that we've had on just in a radio format, that this was the White House and their technocrats seducing the military, seducing the public, really trying to sell us on the most barbarous forms of torture. And everything in your film is documented. In fact, I think it, I don't want to say it's soft, it's horrible, it's about as hardcore as it could get, but, you know, reality is even several steps deeper and worse, like the Army's own report from General Toogoombo, where they admit raping the people, using acid with large objects. I mean, I can't even get into it on air, but this is even an MSNBC. So as bad as the film is, I want people to understand, and it was very upsetting even to me. I got tears in my eyes several times studying this, studying torture the last 10 years, knowing our government for decades has been training the world how to torture. I think it makes the film even stronger that, you know, you guys, I know, could have even made it more hardcore. And the CIA admits, we've had the former section chief on, that they wouldn't arrest real Al-Qaeda or Taliban. In fact, Taliban and Al-Qaeda would go just grab goat herders and turn them over and get $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in some cases. And the bases even knew that they were innocent, but they would then send them on after being tortured out of Afghanistan, out of Iraq, to Camp X-Ray in Cuba to keep the cover-up going. And then the CIA brainwashing. I mean, it's just so incredible. And I'm trying to describe a 90-minute film here, and I guess it's impossible to do on radio.
Yeah, I mean, that's really covered in our film. You're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the examples of that is, you know, in order to tell this story in a cinematic and interesting way, we had to find a story and a metaphor for this, for what this government is doing and what torture can do to people. And we found that in the story of Dilawar, who's this young Afghani cab driver who's innocently picked up and sent to Bagram, where he's, as you say, he's pulpified to death, essentially. He's beaten by the military, and he ends up dead. And he was picked up in a cab he was driving with two other people who were both innocent, and they were actually, after Dilawar died, they were sent on for absolutely no reason. It was proven that they were innocent, and they were sent to Guantanamo, where they remained for a couple of years. They've since been released and returned to Afghanistan. But it was just about filling up this facility. It was about saving face for the government. It was about, you know, getting 500 men with dark skin and showing them to the world in orange jumpsuits as terrorists. And it's just, it's incomprehensible to me. And it's incomprehensible to me that some of the Republican, you know, front runners who are no longer, thank goodness, in the upcoming elections, you know, we're saying we need to double the size of Guantanamo, you know, based on what, this incredible success? I mean, come on. It just doesn't make any sense, you know, having made this film and being so au fait with all of this material. It still just is like a bad movie.
Well, Eva, your film's been done for a year, but it's very timely now, because they're going to try a bunch of these people who have no connection to 9/11. And after 6 years of incarceration and torture, even mainstream news is saying you can't believe anything they say. And then these trials aren't even real trials. So now we're going to have kangaroo courts 6 years later.
Well, and the death penalty is what they're going for. I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know, we have a number of human rights attorneys in the film, and they talk about the fact that they had no access to their clients for many years and how preposterous that was. And one of my favorite comments and one of my favorite characters is Clive Stafford Smith, who's an English human rights attorney. And he says, you know, when I was studying in America, it never crossed my mind that I would be having trouble to get access to my clients and that my clients would have no right to a trial. I mean, it just makes no sense. It's the same kind of thought for me as, you know, when I'm 38 years old and when I was studying, and I'm Australian, and when I was studying in Australia legal studies, learning about these great precedent cases like Roe versus Wade, and suddenly, you know, 25, 30 years later, there's a possibility that they'll be turned over, and it just doesn't make sense. It just seems like the world's a little backwards these days.
Well, what they do is, and you point this out, they get everybody into fear, and then they try to set the precedent to be able to torture children. In fact, let's go ahead and you've got two different John Yoo clips. Play the short one, John, first. This is John Yoo in the CFR being questioned by Professor Castle about writing that they could sexually torture children. Here it is.
Argument making about adaptation of the rules is a question of what the United States should do as a matter of international law, which I treat as being a separate and distinct body of law from domestic
constitution. So in other words, if the president deems that he's got to torture somebody, including by crushing the testicles of the person's child, there is no law that can stop that.
No treaty.
And also no law by Congress. That's what you wrote in the August 2002 memo.
I think it depends on why the president thinks he needs to do that. I don't think presidents will ever...
And then even the elitist CFR in Chicago laugh at him. Eva Orner, the Justice Department's investigating him. There's talk of indictments against John Yoo now, Eva.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. I mean, I won't believe it till I see it. But, you know, I always feel like these guys who are involved in this administration are have so heavily self-protected themselves. You know, I feel like they've written in all of this legislation to protect themselves from any kind of questioning or any possibility.
Stay there. Let's talk about it on the other side.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Coming straight on for the neocon Bush administration. She's in papers all over the world saying war criminals run our government. And if we don't bring them to justice, it'll then be in our name. And people will see Americans as the Germans were seen after Hitler. I mean, this is hardcore murder of innocent people who they knew were innocent, literally just to have the illusion while Bush is saying, don't go after bin Laden, who he supposedly said attacked us. Meanwhile, let's take some, you know, 15, 13, in some cases, year-old kids. Let's torture them. Eva Orner, you've got a delivery coming to your hotel room here in just a minute. You may have to drop off and then come back for a few minutes with us. But there's so many facets. Other areas of the film, Taxi to the Dark Side, that just won the Academy Award Sunday night for Best Documentary. Other facets, points I haven't brought up. What do you think the most chilling and upsetting part of the film is? I mean, you're the expert on this. You lead.
I mean, oh God, what is the most chilling part? You know, to me, it's really the images. It's really, well, you know, it's actually, you know what the saddest thing to me in the whole film is at the end of the film when you find out, you know, the fate of a number of soldiers who were involved in, you know, in torture and brutal interrogation techniques, and when you see what happened to their lives, and, you know, you see that these kids in their 20s, usually from the South, I think it's fair to say, you know, their lives are ruined. One of them says that, you know, financially he's ruined. He can't get a job. They've spent time in military prison. And these are the victims of the administration. And, you know, and everyone else who's going to leave this current administration that already has goes on to prestigious jobs and nothing happens to them. And I guess that's why I've been saying that branding them as war criminals in the media, because that's what war criminals do. They commit acts of atrocity and they get away with it. I think that's probably the, you know, aside from all the images of torture and all of the terrible images that we see, I really think it's these innocent people who signed up, who served our country, unlike most of the people in the current administration, who then got scapegoated into and ended up in prison.
Well, speaking of that, Eva, I remember it was even in the Associated Press and other news wires a few years ago. One of the guards in Afghanistan, a private contractor who tortured people to death, he was about to blow the whistle and said, look, we were ordered to, and then they used the Patriot Act on him to shut him up.
Quiet. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just incredible evil to me. I mean, I think another thing that's really worth talking about is the fact that, you know, we're all obviously, you know, pretty far on the left side, all of us filmmakers, but it was really important for us to make this not a left-wing, you know, propaganda piece. And so one of the things we were very cautious and careful to do was to try and get, you know, insiders in the Republican side of the country to talk. And, you know, people like Alberto Moira, who was a former Navy general counsel, and he was very much behind stopping what was going on at Abu Ghraib. So I just think it's really worth letting audiences know that this is not a propaganda piece. It's really, it's a journalistic piece.
No, I'm going to say right now,
it's a dramatic piece. Yeah.
As bad as it is, there's actually, you know, even a lot more, you know, stuff that's even worse. I mean, I'm sure you came across the Army report where they admitted that 98% that are sent to Abu Ghraib were picked up at checkpoints for not having proper papers, and that women were raped in front of their husbands. Did you see that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's what happened to our lead guy who was murdered. I mean, and it's very much, you know, the reason we know about these stories is because of the incredible people on the ground in Afghanistan working for the papers in America. You know, people like Carlisle de Gaulle who discovered the Dilawar story.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
White House people running it aren't stupid. They're just arrogant and full of bravado, full of hubris. The sin of the gods. And if they're able to get away with torture and creating a constituency for torture and selling us that it's okay, it's over. And now we see police nationwide copycatting. Abuse has gone up in the prisons. Eva, you know, your film really points all this out, that we really have been seduced over to the dark side. I think we're pulling away from it now. That's why I just think this is one of the most powerful films, documentaries I've ever seen, because I think I know it all about this stuff and I'm immersed in it, but I became very upset and I hardly ever feel almost panicked, but it was just exactly like some of the cell phone video inside the torture facilities. And my God, just seeing it, I mean, it makes movies like Saw or Hostel. That's nothing on the real thing, is it?
Yeah. You know, I think you're right. Another thing that I should mention is, you know, we made this, as I said, we finished it a year ago. When we were making it, you know, when we started it 2.5 years ago, we were so naive. Our biggest concerns were, God, what if it's irrelevant by the time it's ready to come out and be in cinemas? And, you know, when you think about it now, it's more relevant than it ever could have been. And we were so naive and so hopeful. But I do think that this is an incredibly exciting time, you know, this part of the year up until November. And I feel like everyone in the country is outraged. Everyone is furious. It's so great that the film has got an Oscar nomination because it hasn't quite sunk in. Because you know what? A lot more people are going to see the film now. You know, it's still in cinemas. It's going to get a lot more people to see the film. A lot more people get outraged. And hopefully that will affect the elections later in the year. And also, you know, the other thing you talk about is, you know, just how what's been going on in the country has affected popular culture. And you mentioned 24 earlier in the show. And it's funny, I had never, ever watched 24 before we did this film. And, you know, there was a weekend and I took home a couple of box sets of the whole series. And I was just, I mean, everyone loved this show. This was a huge show. People I knew loved this show. And I watched it and I was just outraged. And I'm so happy that we used a clip in the film to explain what a ridiculous notion the ticking time bomb scenario is.
Because I've seen it in law enforcement magazines long before 9/11, they were selling police on this, that there's a bomb about to go off. Do you torture the person's child to get answers? And then in 24, they actually have that plot.
I just love it because, again, I've mentioned him already, Clive Stafford Smith, who's this incredibly UK-based human rights lawyer. He says, you know, and it's so great, as he tells the story in the film, we show the footage on 24, and he says, you know, there's a terrorist in, he's got a bomb in Times Square and he's about to kill a million people. What do we do? And we've got the guy in custody. So are we allowed to strap the electrodes to his testicles to get him to talk? And we have a scene sort of mimicking that in 24. And then Clive says rightly, well, that's all just fine, but when in the last 500 years have we ever been in a situation where a bomb is about to go off and we have the culprit? And also, if we do, that man or woman is going to be so committed that no matter what we do to them, they're not going to talk. So it's just this pathetic, false way to get around a loophole and make torture a viable option. And it's incredibly evil.
It is. You know, this is such an important film. Can I have you and the director back on before it goes on HBO, maybe for a full hour, Eva?
Absolutely, absolutely. Alex is a wonderful guy. Once I get back to New York, because I'm still in LA, we could totally work that out. Absolutely, I'd be honored, and Alex, I'm a big fan, as you know.
Well, Eva, you're a sweetheart, and I'm just so honored to know you, and I'm just honored to even be able to interview you. Fire out the official website, because I see several different sites. Which site should people visit?
It's the official website is TaxiToTheDarkSide.com.
TaxiToTheDarkSide.com. We've got a link to that up on Infowars.com. Eva Orner.
And also, I think we're going to be down to South by Southwest because our other film is screening there. So we might be down in Austin in a few weeks.
Oh, I tell you. You know, I rarely want to beg for tickets, but I might even buy a wristband for that one. Well, you know what? I might see it South by Southwest. Eva Orner.
Yeah, I might be able to get you in, Alex.
Oh, you're too good. Eva Orner, thank you so much for joining us. She just won the Academy Award. She is the producer
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live now to the second segment. It is the sixth day of March 2008. I am extremely honored to be joined by one of my idols, someone I admire as a real journalist and a true patriot who has been defending the sovereignty of this nation, defending the jobs of every working American, and who stood up in an incredible way to globalism and the corruption of the out-of-control federal government. He, of course, was born in Texas, very proud that he hails from my state, and he joins us. His new book is bound to be a bestseller like all his others. He's the best-selling author of The War on the Middle Class, and the new book is Independence Day. He is Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you for the kind words.
You're a busy man. I hear you're going to start a syndicated radio show on top of your CBS TV show and your number one CNN show.
As a matter of fact, we started Monday, and we're off and running a soft launch on a syndicated radio show, and I'm having a ball with it. You didn't tell me how much fun this was.
It is, because you have the free form, and you're not, you know, kept down to little 5-minute segments. We've only got you for this segment, so I want to move quickly and go through a lot of points. Tell us about your new book.
Well, Independence Day is a cry for people to start thinking and acting independently, to push back against these partisan political parties, the Republican Party and Democratic Party alike, who've really brought us to the mess that we're in and now are fielding three candidates say they're the solution. It is a remarkable approach to create the problems, sustain and perpetuate the problems, and continue to run as those who will solve those problems. And as a result, we get more of the same every 4 years in this country.
Well, we certainly do. I'd like you to be as candid as possible. You always do that. But I mean, to really give us the bottom line, both parties bought and paid for by the Fortune 100, who could care less about our sovereignty, who have already basically strip-mined this nation economically. What do you see coming out of this election with McCain and versus Hillary or Obama?
I truly believe, just as you said, Alex, that both parties are bought and paid for by corporate America, by socio-ethnocentric interests, special interests. The first tenet of any democracy is that the rule of the majority prevails and that the majority will rule in a democracy. We have a representative republic in which those tenets of democracy were to be preserved. That is, the majority would be first recognized and ruled. The majority in this country is simply ignored by the elites of both our political system, academia, and corporate America. And this race will result in a perpetuation of partisan control and the control of corporate America. There will be no change, I will guarantee you, if one of the two candidates of these two political parties is elected president. There won't be a change in our fortunes at all.
You joined CNN when it was founded out of the gates as their financial news director. You have been studying this. You've run private successful companies yourself. We see Congress with depending on the poll, between an 11 and 20% approval rating, the lowest it's ever been. Both parties are reviled. We've never seen this before. Looking forward, that the establishment is just giving us more of the same. Kennedy said those that make peaceful revolutions impossible make violent revolutions inevitable. Looking forward, do you see some type of either economic or even physical revolution or more and more clashes between the disappearing middle class and these elites?
I happen to be one of those, Alex, who believes very strongly that either we will take back our system of government, that is a populist representative republic, and that will function to the consent of the governed, or we will see an absolute change of direction. I don't think it'll be a violent revolution, but I think there will be a crisis that will impend and demand action on the part of the people. The American people right now are not being represented in Washington, D.C. The will of the majority is not being being followed. As a matter of fact, it's been derided, spit at by those that we are sending to Washington, D.C. to represent working men and women and middle-class families in this country. And that is the foundation of this country's very existence, the American dream. And it's being dashed by the nonsense that we're permitting in Washington, and our own failure to demand both better of ourselves and our government.
I see that one of the biggest crises is not just the war in Iraq, now over $300 billion that you speak so much about, but also the plunging value of the dollar. Greenspan a week ago telling the Arab countries to go ahead and dump the dollar, now accelerating that. We could see this crisis coming to a head very soon.
I believe that there is no question that a crisis in our financial system is already here. When we are looking at the dollar, decline to all-time lows against the euro, falling against the yen, and dropping to 20-year lows against many of the major currencies in the world, that is a clear signal as to how much trouble this economy is in. Alex, as you know, we have $53 trillion in unfunded liabilities, in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all of the entitlement programs. We have a $9 trillion national debt, a $6 trillion trade debt that's rising faster than our national debt. And we have idiots in Washington, D.C. and academia walking around suggesting that the economy is just fine and business as usual will work out just ducky I mean, it is. If it were not so tragic, it would be laughable.
Lou Dobbs, why have the elites that control this nation, whereas 20, 30 years ago with the last dollar crises we had, they decided to shore it up and try to keep it as the world reserve currency? I look at the economic landscape. It seems all we have left was our dollar being the world reserve currency. But instead, the federal government has had a weak dollar policy, which only spells rack and ruin. Why do you think they're doing that?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the reason they're doing it, again, in my opinion, is that these people believe that this is 1965 rather than 2008. There was a time when if you lowered the value of the dollar, it would make our exports cheaper, and we would push back against imports because they would be more expensive, and you could look to a trade balance. But we, Alex, are absolutely dependent on China. For our toys, our computers, our consumer electronics, our clothing. So there's no, what the economists call, elasticity in the demand relationship on imports. So as this administration has demanded that the Chinese, in effect, raise the price of their exports to the United States, the reality is we're going to create even more inflation in this country. We have the specter of stagflation staring at us coldly and, I think, inevitably.
Sir,
right now,
some pundits, even on national television, have come out and said that the globalists, and now the Council on Foreign Relations 3 weeks ago, as you know, came out and confirmed that and said, we want to go ahead and get rid of the dollar to create a new kind of a marrow dollar and then merge that with the euro. So I believe the globalists, in their own words, by design, want to kind of put the dollar slowly to death so they can then replace it.
Well, I think that there are certainly, there's no doubt that those who would in every way degrade the sovereignty of this country would want to certainly degrade the power, the strength, and the respect of the U.S. dollar. And it is the last thing we should permit. But what we should all understand is when that dollar is declining as it is right now in world markets, it is the clearest possible signal that we could have that our economy is in a very, very desperate condition. And we have to start being responsible, taking prudent action to return to the values that makes this country great and that in every sense of the social order and in terms of the economic order. That means we have to raise our savings rate. We have to take control of our borrowing from overseas. We have to come to terms with the enormous debt that we have allowed our elites in this country to run up. Well, the working man and woman in this country has not participated in what has been a period of prosperity for corporate America for 20 years.
We only have about 5-6 minutes left with Lou Dobbs, obviously a very busy man with a syndicated radio show, writing columns, CNN every night with his number one program in that time slot. So I want to move quickly here, sir. Again, the new book is Independence Today. Everybody needs to get it. It's excellent, and it's rocketing up the charts right now. Lou, I want to talk briefly about yourself. Growing up in Texas, your life, getting into the media, being a journalist, when did you start waking up to, as you say, the new world order and these elites and the last 5-6 years really turning the heat up on them? What was your awakening to these elites?
My awakening to and by the way, I just want to make it very clear, I am a capitalist. I believe fervently in this free enterprise democracy of ours.
But this isn't free market under the globalist system.
Well, it certainly is not in terms of that. I'm talking about
yes,
in terms of its ideal.
Yes.
And the reality is that this country is what has created the wealth throughout the world over the course of the past 40 years. This great economy has driven just about three-fourths of the wealth generated in the world over the past 40 years. But my awakening came on September 11th, 2001. In which I saw the way in which this government reacted and responded and failed to stop that vicious terrorist attack. It came in 2001 when Enron collapsed. With the corporate corruption scandals of 2001 and 2002 and the way in which corporate America refused to work in the national interest and to look to the common good, but rather to try to maintain and preserve a world without regulation or responsibility.
They made it clear that they could care less about this nation.
Right, absolutely. And the multinationals who are going to participate in this $13 trillion, the world's richest economy, have to take responsibility and take leadership. Instead, they have hidden behind the Business Roundtable, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the lobbying organizations, and it's seldom you'll hear an individual CEO stand up and speak on any issue involving our society, our people, or the national interest, leaving the voices, their voices, mm-hmm. still in favor of the efforts of their lobby, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Lou Dobbs, since you bring up 9/11, I want to read a quote here instead of just playing the audio. This is Lou Dobbs on your national CNN news program. The fact that they would continue to perpetuate the lie suggests that we need a full investigation of what is going on and what is demonstrably and incompetent, and what is worse, a deceitful federal government. You said that months ago. Now it's come out that the White House was manipulating the 9/11 commission, which they appointed, of course. They first tried to give us Kissinger. What are you talking about, incompetence versus deceitful federal government surrounding 9/11?
Well, I'm talking about, in this regard, I'm talking about the idea that we give George Tenet a gold medal while the CIA failed to act intelligently and responsibly to stop that attack. I'm talking about a government that continues almost 7 years after September 11th to leave our borders wide open and our ports insecure, with 95% of the goods entering this country uninspected. It's unconscionable. At the same time, this president, the Democratic leadership in the House and the Senate all claim to be concerned about this, the American people's safety and welfare during a time of war against terror, and yet they leave our ports and our borders wide open. That's deceitful, it's dishonest, and it's irresponsible. So
that brings me to my next question. It is such a manifest fraud to have the banks accepting consular matriculas that you can get out of a Cracker Jack box,
right,
for illegal aliens. Bush trying to give $140+ billion to Mexico for their military when it's been all over Texas papers for a long time. Now it's finally in national news that Mexican troops shoot at Border Patrol, come across, grab drug shipments away from sheriffs I've interviewed that have had Mexican troops stick German machine guns to their heads and say, give us the marijuana back. All this is going on, and then meanwhile, they're setting up internal checkpoints to search Americans and check our papers.
Well, it's unconscionable. Again, what this administration, this government, this Congress, and we the people have permitted in allowing the Bush administration to have effectively further reduced our sovereignty and the respect for our laws and certainly regard for our borders and our ports. It is, it's been a shameless period in American history that we're going to have to reverse.
Doesn't that say that they're not...
I'm sorry, go ahead. I've got to run. I'm sorry, I've been called on.
I was just going to, I understand you just called, but a final question. Doesn't that show that they're obviously not too concerned about a terror attack? And I guess if one happens, that means they get even more governmental control if they don't stop those further attacks and leave the border wide open?
Alex, in terms of trying to figure out what in the world this president and this administration is thinking at any time, if indeed they are thinking, is well beyond my limited capacity.
Lou, last question.
Absolutely unfathomable.
Lou, I know you've got to go, but last question. I had to get this out. North American Union, we saw it in SPP documents a year ago. Now they admit that they're merging the Canadian and U.S. military for domestic operations. Your final comment?
That if people do not awaken to the absolute threat to this nation's sovereignty posed by the Texas Trans Corridor, the NAFTA Superhighway, the North American Union, under the guise of the so-called security and prosperity partnership among Canada, the United States, and Mexico, then this country can kiss its future goodbye because it is precisely what's underway.
I think the New World Order is going to be defeated in the end. Do you think
I understand. I got to run, and I do believe that if the American people awaken, we can do anything we choose, including assure that this great nation bestows its blessings on succeeding generations of Americans. But we have to awaken, and we have to do it soon.
All right, Lou, thank you for the time.
Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
Take care. There goes Lou Dobbs, ladies and gentlemen. That is one busy man. Yesterday we had him scheduled, and then we finally got him on today, and they're telling me that in the future we'll be able to have him for 30, 45 minutes. But right now he's extremely busy starting his new syndicated radio show on Monday, but I did hold him over a few extra minutes to get basically all of my questions out to him. All right, I know there's a lot happening with Barack Obama and Hillary. Ron Paul only got 5% of the Texas vote, but got 70% of his district's vote. If you believe that that is accurate, I got a bridge I want to sell you on the moon. I've now had a day or so to look at the numbers from Tuesday, and there is no doubt that Ron Paul was cheated in Texas. We've caught them cheating him, where he got second place in Nevada, and then they just didn't even put him in the placing. The official government numbers were he got second place in Nevada. They just didn't even put him in the running. They said McCain got that. He clearly won Louisiana, and they gave him second place there. They clearly cheated him in New Hampshire. We caught them red-handed in district after district doing that. And now, in Texas, with signs, billboards, planes, blimps, radio, TV ads, everybody I talked to saying they love Ron Paul. I mean, I guarantee you, folks, he won Texas, not McCain. Every Republican I know, every Libertarian I know, hates John McCain. So this is a big issue. And people say, well, he's already lost. It's McCain now. Let's move on. No. Now we have to set about exposing this, prosecuting. There's talk and investigations in Houston of election fraud and prosecutions. There is all sorts of news spilling out in Texas and other states of this happening. And so we'll open the phones up and talk about that issue, a whole plethora of other issues. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Wide open phones today. We're also getting a reporter on who's nationally broke, they're saying. This was on MSNBC and other places, that Mexican troops fire on our troops and our Border Patrol and attack. Now, of course, we've had sheriffs on here. It's been in South Texas news. We've had the Mexican troops come across 3 miles across the border, put guns to their heads, point guns at them years ago. We have covered this. This has really been in the news in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and a few other areas, but it's been covered up. It's finally breaking nationally. We looked it up this morning when we first saw this. This had been on MSNBC this morning, on the Morning Joe. And we looked up all the stories Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and others had written about this in the last 5 years. There were more than 20 stories with photos, videos. I mean, this has been, they've killed Border Patrol. They've shot Border Patrol. They've killed citizens. We are under military attack. And what does the federal government do? They say they're going to give $140-plus billion to the Mexican military to, quote, fight drug dealing. You can go down to any part of Mexico where they grow marijuana, and you can watch the huge marijuana fields as you drive down the street. I mean, I saw this one as I was a kid. I saw this about a year and a half ago, and I went down to Mexico on a vacation. Just, I wasn't even looking for it, and there were Jeeps or Humvees parked with guys with machine guns standing up in the top smoking cigarettes with a marijuana field behind them. They guard the drugs. They run the drugs. Our government knows that. And they're just openly saying they're going to give them $140-plus billion. They announced that a month ago to supposedly fight all of this while they're waging war on us and attacking us. And the Mexican military has been videoed for at least 3 years, scores of times. We put it on the website. American Patrols posted it, got in the video. So have the other organizations, Ranch Rescue, the Minutemen, and others, where you'll see convoys of armored vehicles and Humvees with heavy machine guns guarding and shepherding and literally transporting in flatback trucks hundreds and hundreds of illegal aliens in each instance. They shepherd them. They bring them across. They fire on the police. If a citizen went down there and fired on Border Patrol, they'd call out hundreds of vehicles, helicopters. It'd be national news. It'd be alerts on the TV. Evil terrorists, evil American citizens are attacking our glorious Border Patrol and our military, our National Guard. That is not happening now. And so we've got that audio clip. That's coming up after the break as well. But you can also, again, chime in on that news-making interview we just got you with Lou Dobbs. I'm going to tell you, Lou Dobbs is big. We're going to get him back soon. But we've got guests even bigger that are lined up in the next month, coming up in the next few weeks and into April. We've got people that are working on films, finishing up movies, who can't do it right now, but have contacted us and want to come on in April. And why is all this important? More and more prominent people speaking out against the New World Order, speaking against government-sponsored terror like 9/11. Be right back after this quick break. Infowars.com has been redesigned. It's got its own message boards, comment areas, and your own MySpace-type accounts. Be sure and check it out at Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, radical changes need to be implemented if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Oregon Products. Oregon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter in the material world. Oregon electromedicine is the wave of the future, dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Oregon uses Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have in your hands a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OregonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E-Products.org or call 646-498-5309. 646-498-5309. Visit OregonProducts.org today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. He's with us for the rest of the hour.
The needle.
Dr. Dean Adell really probably doesn't need much of an introduction, an American physician and broadcaster in the United States who hosts the Dr. Dean Adell radio program, syndicated through Premier Radio Networks. Same folks that bring in George Norrie, Rush Limbaugh, and all of them. And he is got quite a list of letters after his name, and first studied zoology at Cornell University before earning his MD from Cornell University, on and on and on. And so he's a medical doctor, written quite a few best-selling books. And we have got him on with us for the next 30 minutes. I'm going to be honest. I used to really like Dr. Dean Adell. I mean, I've been listening to him on KLBJ 590 for like 12, 14 years. I, of course, we're on that station right now. But I've seen him change a little bit and kind of his defense of the establishment, I think, intensify. So I wanted to get him on to talk about that today. But I do agree with a lot of things he says. Just because the mainstream medical stuff, you know, hundreds of thousands a year die from the wrong prescriptions or medical mistakes in hospitals or cutting off the wrong arm or leaving instruments in people. At the same time, the alternative groups are a lot of kooks there, and they make the good alternative stuff look bad. You know, magic machines that cost $5,000 that are a piece of glass with a flashing light in it that con artists sell. I can't stand it. All the quackery, all the kookiness. You know, I support a lot of the real alternative stuff, herbs that have been proven for thousands of years to be, you know, have known effects and a lot of that. So that all gets a bad name because we put up with all of these out of control kooks. So I agree with the doc there. Let's just go ahead and go to him, but I disagree with him on a bunch of other issues. Dr. Dean, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'll bet you by the end of our time together here, we're going to agree 100%. How's that for a challenge?
Okay. Well, I certainly hope that's the case. I think you're a great radio broadcaster, and you just your knowledge is, and you just keep, you know, it's so fast moving. A new topic every 2 minutes. I just love the format. You know, I don't hear any other hosts that really do that. Did you pioneer that?
I don't know. There's just so much information out there to bring to people every day. It's a huge, huge. It's a huge field, and it's such intense interest. So, in a sense, the frustration is I don't have more time on the air to explore more issues, and it's really hard every day to pick what to talk about. So it moves quickly. It moves quickly because, as I said, there's so many important issues. You mentioned a bunch of the most important, actually, and everything you said that I just heard you say, I kind of agree with you, but let's dig into it.
Well, what do you think the biggest scams are right now in alternative healthcare?
Well, the biggest scams, and let's be really, really clear, nobody wants to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. We have a method. It's called the scientific method. It's gotten us where we are. We can get in an airplane. We got our computers. You and I are taking advantage of this technology today. We got here with science. Medicine's a little trickier. It's an art. You know, it's not like physics or chemistry. And so, you know, we have to be a little fuzzy in how we approach some of these issues. But to me today, the biggest scams, and I base this on science. I come from a long line of vitamin and supplement manufacturers. That's what put me through medical school. My family were among the first multiple vitamin manufacturers in America. Of course, they didn't think it would be big time, so they sold the company, and that's why I'm still working for a living. But either way, you know, vitamins, there have been 8 major double-blind studies that cannot be questioned. You give half the people phony pills, and half the people real pills, and both groups wind up the same in terms of cancer, heart disease, etc. We have proven that taking a bunch of vitamins every day does not help you, and yet more than half of Americans still take them. Then you get a piece of bull like, you know, Airborne to cure the common cold, one of the biggest companies in America, invented by a school teacher. I don't know how she skirted all the Nobel Prize winners. And the more we slam these things, the more we tell people something is worthless, the more they cling to it. And like, as you say, there are really important legitimate herbs and alternative techniques that need the research. We need to investigate, and many that have given us, you know, mainline pharmaceutical drugs and treatments that get swept out with the trash, so to speak. So in a sense, the bad apples in the alternative movement are tainting something that could be very vital in terms of our future investigation.
We're talking to nationally syndicated radio talk shows, Premier Radio Networks, Dr. Dean Adell, and we'll fire out some of your websites here in just a moment because there's quite a few. I want to know which ones you particularly want to put out. But see, right there is where I disagree. I'm talking about people selling magic machines that they claim, you know, they got flashing lights in them that heal you, or you know, magic. I mean, just so much ridiculous garbage. People that claim this cream will make your cataracts fall off. Yep. I mean, there is just so much outright, just total scams, and they charge hundreds or thousands of dollars, you know, depending on the scam. And then meanwhile, you just said vitamins, you know, have been proven conclusively. You can point to one study. I can point to 1,000 others where we know a lot of people. I mean, let's say people that have a junk food diet, we know that supplements are good because they're not getting the nutrients they need, so that replaces them. I mean, I don't know how you can say that supplements and vitamins haven't been proven to help because you've
got... Well, it's easy. Listen. I would challenge you to offer me one piece of paper that shows a decent double-blind study that vitamins work. I wish they worked. I just can't go against...
So you don't agree with Linus Pauling, Nobel Prize winner, on vitamin C? I mean, it's what vitamin A, it's based on your collagen. I mean, right there, we know that's the building blocks of your tissue. I mean, that's not...
Is, but it doesn't mean that vitamin C works. Listen, Linus Pauling started us on an important line of investigation, so he really should be congratulated for that. But the truth is that the vitamin C studies they failed us miserably. Now, we're not talking about being deficient. Now, we've got to be very clear here. It is naive to assume that my parents made the same vitamins in 1935 that you're buying today. We've moved on. There are so many other micronutrients that are found in real food you do not find in a pill that has vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C. There's so much more than that in
but
food.
But that's why green foods are good, because let's say you're not getting all the stuff you need. A condensed green food with a bunch of raw, unpasteurized, concentrated food plants, I mean, that's food, isn't it?
Sure, that might be very useful, and I would love to see studies, and there's certainly no harm from it. But listen, the major, I'm talking, these are studies of 1,500,000 people, double-blind control. We have found harm. You will get more cancer and heart disease with certain vitamins. I wish I could tell you it wasn't true. I want to downplay that aspect of the study because it's not that harmful versus our slovenly ways. The point is, we Americans, we want the pill fairy to come rescue us. Why would we eat well and eat a healthy diet when what we really are secretly saying is, I want to pig out at the fast food joint, and I still want to be healthy, so I'll take these vitamins as opposed to controlling my mouth.
Well, I've
and
also
it's impossible.
Well, but I've also seen the studies specifically about where they have these basically synthetic or artificial, the junk multivitamins, where it's not even the real plant derived or food derived thing that we're getting. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, and I would certainly hope that the new directions in supplements will be fruitful. But the point is, you would not get on an airplane if it wasn't tested to be reliable. You would not want your child sent to jail without evidence that your child was guilty. I don't want to loosen up the standards and just assume, because we get fooled when we make these basic assumptions. We have a fabulous food supply, and most people turn their backs on it, and they want these phony supplement manufacturers to make up the difference for us. And the problem is, there are some good products in there that get swept away. But I got to tell you something. The rip-off machines and the stuff like that you were talking about, I'm like you in that I divide this into, I see caring people who really feel they've stumbled upon something and they really want to help, and they market a product in good faith. It may not work, but they're not guilty of anything. They've made a good attempt, and they're within the law. Then you get the scam artists, like you said, who are, to me, the same as someone sticking a gun in your belly. These are creeps. They take advantage of you. They rip you off at your... when you're ill, you're sick, and in your weakest moments, and they are in a different category, and yet no one seems to care about it. The law kind of allows all this to go on. The law says you can make any claim about the structure and function of the human body you want. You do not have to prove efficacy. You do not have to prove safety. Now, you tell me any other area in consumer law where that is the case.
Okay, Doc, I want to get into some other sectors of the interview because I don't want to run out of time here, but here's the problem. You can get Vioxx approved, a multi-billion-dollar drug, and then it comes out that it's causing all these heart attacks. And if you look at the hundreds of thousands of deaths a year, and they can debate 150 one year, 200,000 another, it's always moving, but it's always over 100,000, where they admit that drug interactions and drug problems from Big Pharma are doing this. And it's called liberty. It's called freedom. If we allow the government to come in and basically do what Europe wants to do, to even start restricting, what type of vitamins you can get, that's the problem. Baby out with the bathwater.
Yes.
So I don't know how we find that balance. But now shifting gears here, because I want to get into some other subjects. I have heard you on radio say, and I hear you almost every week, because you're, on local stations here, say that there's no more thimerosal in the vaccines. But then I can go pull up the Associated Press saying that they increase the amount in the MMR. They increase the amount in the flu shots. I actually did go for this interview, and I did go actually pull AP, Reuters, CDC reports that, yes, since, 2002, they're making available non-thimerosal vaccines, but the vast majority still are. So are you saying I heard you wrong, or are you saying that there's no more thimerosal in vaccines?
There's no thimerosal in childhood vaccines. There is thimerosal in flu vaccines, depending on the kind that you get. But the more important issue is, thimerosal has never been shown to be harmful. Why are people concerned about the air and the mercury that we eat? That's where your mercury is coming from. We allow the Bush clean air standards to fly by. Everybody's worried about their fillings and the vaccines. Thimerosal does not cause autism. End of subject. You've got proof to the other side. Step up to the plate and let's talk about it.
Okay.
And that is important. But there's no thimerosal. And since thimerosal has been taken out of vaccines in Denmark, in Sweden, and in America, autism rates have increased. So it ain't thimerosal, and it's
no. I saw that. I saw that California study, and it just blanket said that there's no more vaccine, and so why did it go up from 2002 to 2006? And if you actually look at it, they didn't even check. They just said took for granted that it had been taken out, and that's not the evidence we have, doctor. And I'm going to actually take this interview and go through and write a story and add all the links to mainstream and CDC.
But don't you care whether thimerosal causes diseases or not? You got to care about that first. You got to show me evidence that thimerosal is bad.
Houston Chronicle, here it is. Health officials admit vaccines may have hurt Georgia girl. Federal Blue Ribbon panel, this is just February 25th. This is just last month. Found and ruled in her favor. This is a Blue Ribbon panel.
Keep reading, but you got to keep reading where it says this does not imply that vaccines cause autism. This young child, if indeed, and this is not a court of law, by the way, that one case out of millions and millions and millions and millions, this child has a genetic defect that's very unusual, a mitochondrial DNA defect, in combination with something having to do with vaccines, not thimerosal, read it carefully, may have played a role in a single case. When an airplane goes down, do you stop flying?
No, we got to grow up here.
You don't get technology that has white polio off the face of the earth, smallpox off the face of the earth. Where is diphtheria, whooping cough, tetanus? Where are these diseases? You don't take that technology because there is some flaw and it's not absolutely perfect. You drive your car because you love it and you're willing to take a 1 in 2,500 risk of killing yourself this year. Americans have got to grow up and understand that technology is not perfect.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to sacrifice.
Let me stop you. There are actually, and if you like, actually about 50 of them here in front of me. You can just say there's not a study, there's no proof, there's no evidence. All I know, and then you can say, well, we overreport autism, you know, brain disorders now. That's why we've gone from 1 in 25,000 20 years ago to 1 in 168 5 years ago to now 1 in 75 federal numbers. And then just, I go on the hike and bike trail. I go to the mall. I take my children to see Ratatouille, and there's 200 kids in there, and the front two rows are autistic children. They have huge wings of every major school now with children nodding and drooling in the corner. What is doing it, Doc? How come there's just suddenly all these autistic kids everywhere?
Right. But because it's increased doesn't mean.
But did the Tooth Fairy do this?
Did the Tooth Fairy do what? Increase autism?
I mean,
don't you want to? But listen, I want to find out why and what's going on to waste all this.
I don't even need scientific studies. I've talked to, and I've got them, by the way. I'll be at a shopping mall. I'll be on vacation. There's a lady there at the pool. She's got an autistic son. And I walk over and I say, when did this happen? Oh, he was 18 months old. I go, let me guess. He had a convulsion that night. She goes, how do you know? Do you know me? Who are you? He had a convulsion after that, and I said, oh, let me guess. The hospital tried to take your kids saying you shook them. Man, why is it they get the shot and sometimes have a convulsion in the hospital?
Listen, this is it's a common reasoning fallacy. There are so many shots that are given to kids. There is nothing can happen in a child that isn't a week or two after a shot or a week or two before the shot, and it sure seems like there's a relationship. It sure seems like it. And if there is, we need to find out, but we're just wasting and spinning our wheels, not getting to the bottom of autism by constantly having to put down a theory that kind of came and it kind of went. So let's move on. Why is it that older fathers have more autistic kids? Why is it that women have certain obstetrical problems?
Well, obviously they know. Well, the studies, you just mentioned them, show that it is a genetic defect mainly manifest in boys, and that it has something to do with the absorption and the passing into the cells of the mercury. And you're right, the coal-burning plants, they've taken the restrictions off. Texas supplies 5 states. I'm sitting in the middle of it, and the mercury readings are off the chart. Meanwhile, the global warming people are running around wanting to tax carbon dioxide that plants breathe.
Yeah. Well, listen, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. The point is that we don't come up with scientific conclusion by public proclamation. We have to come up with the... I hate to keep reducing it to this. It sounds so cold and hardcore, but we can't allow ourselves to take our eye off the ball, and that is we gotta prove what's going on. We gotta find out what's going on. It sure seems suspicious, I know, but after 8 major large studies with no medical group
funded
in the world, Hold on.
Funded by the big vaccine makers. But let me just stop you. Let me just throw this up before we go to break into the final segment. It's already gone. I got to have you back up sometime. We'll plug this. And we'll plug your sites on the other side of this. Be sure and do that. Here's the deal. We have all the fraud in the FDA, in the EPA. We have the revolving door of big pharma people back and forth approving their bad drugs. We know they're predatory against the supplements regardless because they're in competition with them. And then we have the Tuskegee experiment, eugenics, sterilization in this country. We know Hitler got his ideas from England and the U.S. I don't have this all-trusting view of whatever the guys in white lab coats say.
No, I think that's good. I think you should not trust authority, and they do screw up, and they do make mistakes, whatever walk of life you're in. And there is fraud, and it happens. There's no doubt about it. But talking about throwing the baby out with the bathwater, of course, that's because there is fraud, because there are illegal and fraudulent ties behind the scenes, doesn't mean that everything that comes from mainstream science, okay, is fraudulent.
I'm not saying that. Well, stay there. Final segment with Dr. Dean Adell after this three-minute break. I got to get him back up for longer because he's a great debater, and there's so many points I want to bring up. I know he's got a lot of documents as well. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you knew all the things we
know? All right, folks, I'm going to move quick. Dr. Dean Adell will be with us into the next segment. It's another 10 minutes with him. We appreciate that. And you can just find him on any AM or FM station that carries talk. He's in every major city and most small towns. He's on 590 KLBJ here in Austin, one of our affiliates. Now, Of course, we're on 1330 right now, and then, of course, on the weekend and on 590. Moving quicker here, let's take sodium fluoride. I just said to you during the break, did you know that they take the whole waste from the aluminum and, of course, fertilizer manufacturer, and then that's what they call fluoride that they then put in the water? And you said, I've never heard that. I'm going to make sure you get emailed all the mainstream documentation and the head of epidemiology departments and FDA investigators all saying it. I mean, did you hear about the American Dental Association coming out a year and a half ago and saying, don't give babies fluoride water?
Right, because they're getting plenty of it. They're getting plenty of it as it is, and you got to be very careful. Now, if you're saying that they use waste material to make to produce fluoride, I wouldn't be surprised, but the same token, I can take water from your toilet after you flush, and I can produce pure water. And you might say, hey, I'm drinking sewage here. No, you're drinking pure water. It's just been processed, manufactured, et cetera. So I'm not exactly sure what they use to make fluoride. And there are people in America that are getting too much fluoride. You see those little white spots on kids' front teeth.
Rot holes.
And that often comes can come from fluoride.
Well, you've got fluorosis. Well, there's this big Harvard situation where the graduate doctor did the report about increased of the type of bone cancer. But that's not a new debate. I've seen a bunch of mainline university studies from China to Japan to England where it causes massive increases in that type of cancer in boys.
Now, wait a second. Massive increases. You got to be careful with that in terms of implying cause and effect, because it might seem so. But to my
doubling, tripling, depending on the study.
Yeah. Well, I doubt it. How's that?
But I mean, do you have those in front of you?
Excess amount. Listen, there. When you start doing studies, here's something the pharmaceutical companies do all the time. Let's suppose I have a drug and I'm putting it on the market. And I do 8 studies in a row to find this drug's a piece of crap, and it's causing side effects and killing people. And then the 8th and the 9th study finds, if we tweak the study right, find out, hey, this is a great drug and doesn't cause side effects. What do you think is going to get published? So you got to be very, very careful in that you look at, and this is what's difficult, the entire body of the literature. There are people in America today, the membership is 650, who still believe the Earth is flat. And they do their studies to produce it. I would not offer that as evidence. I would not say it's a controversy. When 99.99% of scientists believe one thing and 0.01% believe another, why is it in America we want to go, because we love the underdog, I guess, we want to go with a 0.01%.
Dr. Dean, you're doing what the big, and that's who's pushing it, you know, the big governments and banks are doing, pushing for a global carbon tax while ignoring all the real toxic waste and the rest of it. They say every scientist agrees with man-made global warming when that's actually not the truth. It's the opposite, that the vast majority believe it's not man-made. It's the sun cycle. And so you're saying everybody, you know, they all know that.
I'll put it to you another way. Tell me the last time that you saw in the history of science, because I know the few examples here, when you saw that 0.1% of scientists turn out to be right. And if they turned out to be right, by the way, they proved their case.
But it isn't 0.1% that believe sodium fluoride.
Tell me the last time the iconoclast turned out to be right. Because you're talking to an old-time hippie here. I'm a very anti-establishment guy. You know, I was into this stuff before most people listening to this program were
born. Dr. Dean, are you saying that sodium fluoride, even the big kidney foundation says it hurts kidneys, are you saying sodium fluoride doesn't cause bone calcification?
No, in an appropriate amount, but Americans are often getting too much, so I agree with you there. No, it can definitely be toxic. It's like everything else. You turn the heat on in your house, it warms your house. Too little, you freeze. Too much, you burn your house down. So,
yeah, in fact,
like everything, fluoride is toxic in large amounts.
Tell you what, stay there. Got a break. Final segment. Straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's agreed to come back in the future. We've just got 5 minutes left with him. Nationally syndicated radio talk show host, Dr. Dean Adell, the top 15 or so talk show hosts in the country, most listened to. And he's with us for about 4 more minutes here, so I'm just going to rapid fire a few more comments at him. Dr. Dean, you know, I talked about Tuskegee. I talked about, eugenics. The other things that have happened, there's no doubt the UN, if you don't know this, I can send it to you, has been caught adding different synthetic hormones to tetanus shots and sterilizing, and Planned Parenthood's in trouble for, give us money to get rid of the black people. I mean, all this is going on. That's why a lot of people don't trust the medical system. And you know, I mean, I'm sure you know, you're a medical doctor, prestigious university, that a lot of our modern sciences were dominated by eugenicists up until, 30-something states had forced sterilization here, and that then they went underground with crypto-eugenics after World War II. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, of course, but I kind of don't think it's helpful to take our past mistakes and condemn the future. I agree with you. These things have been horrible black marks on the history of science, and like the horrible black... Listen, you can say America is a horrible, horrible country because of all the horrible things we did, and look at our mistakes, and go down all the bad things we've done internationally and with other countries and in war and violence and blah, 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 blah in our history. That doesn't mean we're not a great country. I think you got to be very, very careful when you raise these issues in terms of throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
But I'm not saying the whole country is bad. I'm saying these mad scientists who literally, that guy, Watson, at the Human Genome Project at Cold Springs Harbor, he was there when it was eugenics. I read books.
This guy's got terrible racist views.
It's all of them, though. I'm telling you.
So what? Now, what? Don't say all of them. Now, come on.
Okay, 95% really of the captains of modern...
5%'s not all. You said all.
I'm saying the vast majority of the captains. Well, you know what? I mean, 50 years ago, almost everybody at the highest levels of science in this country, in England and Germany, was a raving racist. Everybody knows that.
Well, I'd say 50 years ago, most people were.
But those ideas...
I grew up in America, I'm a child of World War II, and I would say we had and still have a problem with all this.
But I'm saying it's like autopilot, their ideas, their systems of bioethics. I mean, you've read the Wall Street Journal pieces about how people will be begging for food and water, and they exsanguinate them. I'm not talking about Terry Schiavo. You know about those cases.
Yes, of course, but listen, I don't know, and you tell me what you think. And what profession do you think does not have its really bad apples? I'm not sure. Talk show host? What do you want
Everything
to talk
does. About? I agree with you. But what I'm asking you, last question is this. Why have doctors stopped giving the Hippocratic Oath?
I don't know that they have, and I took it in medicine. The Hippocratic Oath was written 2,000 years ago, and if you read it, it talks about not taking money from slaves, and it's like totally, totally out of touch. We are a very highly screened group of professionals with bad apples, unethical, immoral people in it. But I'll bet you, if you took a survey of lawyers, politicians, businessmen,
it says
they would
do
have
no
a
harm.
Higher rate. They would have a higher rate. And we're humans. We're humans, so it's important for the public to be aware of this so they can avoid these.
Look,
these
our medical practitioners are very professional. It's a very important priest guild. We all know what it is, with the little double snakes going up the tree and all the rest of it. And we worship our doctors. I understand that.
Wait a second. Go back. I don't understand that. We'll get off the pedestals and people get off their knees. No need to worship us. I think we'd be a lot healthier to not worship doctors. So I agree with you.
Well, will you come back on sometime so we can have further debates?
Anytime. This is fun.
Well, You've written a lot of books. I've been trying to make you plug them. I mean, what's some of the books? Come on, plug them for us.
Nah, I'm not a plugger. The first book is Eat, Drink, and Be Merry. I think that's a good one. And my most recent book is Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Healthiness.
Dr. Dean, I've got your email. I'm going to send you a bunch of stuff about what they're putting in the water. And if I send you proof that they're putting toxic waste in the water, will you?
Any information, I'm an information junkie, but beware, I will send you back information and I'll ask you about it the next time we're together.
All right, thanks for spending time with us.
All right.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've got several mainstream news articles here in front of me where the big consortium of central banks have gotten together publicly saying, we must have these new global taxes. We must stop the global warming. We must save the earth. It must happen now. And then you go back to the IMF and World Bank documents. You go back to the Club of Rome documents. They state, on Monday, I was reading Richard N. Haas, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the big business roundtable group here in the U.S., saying it's a fake front. We need to say global warming is a unifying effect to organize the people around it, and that the real threat is humanity. This is their way of taxing and regulating and controlling your life. The entire solar system is heating up. When I had the heir to the Rothschild dynasty on during Live Earth last year, it's in my film Endgame, I said, well, why are Jupiter and Saturn and their moons heating up? And he said, because they're closer to the sun than the earth. And I said, no, they're not. And he said, yes, they are. And people emailed me and said that I was wrong and that the Earth is further away from the sun than Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus. Folks, the public, literally, I mean, I'm not even smart, but the people that follow this stuff are like cult members. I mean, they just do not care. And so what they do is they want to tax inert gases like carbon dioxide that's life-giving and things like ozone, but they don't ever want to stop coal plants in Texas burning mercury coal, very dirty coal. Oh, no, something that actually might hurt you, we're not going to do anything about. See, because the big corporations run all this. And we are honored to be joined by retired physics professor, 30-plus years at the University of Connecticut, and he's a top physicist. I was reading over his bio here. I've got one of the shorter bios here, but I'm not going to read the whole thing because we don't have time. He could tell you more about himself, but he has also published quite a few books, and a few of them pertain to the whole global warming hoax that we're facing and that we're here looking at. And so I am very honored to have Howard C. Hayden on with us. Thanks for coming on.
You're very welcome.
Let me just ask you, as a physics professor, is the Earth closer to the sun than Jupiter?
Absolutely. Jupiter is 5.2 times as far from the sun as the Earth is.
But maybe we're liars, you know? I mean, that's all these environmentalists do. They won't actually look into what we say. They just, you know, maybe they're right. Maybe it's closer.
Well, I think they just ought to look it up in any astronomy book that they can find. And, I mean, for gosh sakes, that's been known since hundreds of years. So what are they talking about?
Well, by the way, sir, I'm not even, you know, this sounds like satire, and a little bit of it is, but it's not real satire. You know, one-fifth of Americans in major studies can't find the U.S. on a map. 80% of high school graduates don't know who the vice president is. I think they're getting away with this hoax because the public literally is in la-la land.
Well, I think they are, and there are a couple things that are driving the hoax. One of them is that there are some scientists, and they are not, I repeat, not the majority, who are committed to the idea that global warming, A, is happening, and B, that we are responsible. There are some, and the media have turned it into quite a frenzy, but there is also a huge amount of money driving this scenario. For example, I saw a huge billboard at Times Square last week that was advertising gloom and doom. It showed London under ocean waves in 2092, and it showed, Beijing under desert dunes in a matter of, 30, 40 years, something like that. And so I inquired what those billboards cost to run, and I don't have anything official on it yet, but it's somewhere around $700,000 a month. So where exactly is the money coming from that's advertising this? And my own presumption is, but I don't have any proof yet, but it's people who intend to cash in on the carbon credit trading. This was a scam that was started by Enron, and so Enron went under because of its own internal malice, let's call it. The scam lives on. So we have that going on, and there are people that stand to earn a tremendous amount of money by doing nothing more than buying and selling carbon credits.
Well, it's the carbon credits, it's cap and trade, but they're talking about regulators in your house for adding new windows or when you buy a home, social workers literally over all the farms and ranches. I mean, just a reign of government terror, basically communism, but run by the big corporations where they administer it all.
Well, take a look at that first word in cap and trade. It's cap. Now, what Supreme Soviet decides exactly how much CO2 you or I or some given company or some given corporation or some given country is allowed to emit? And therein lies, let's say, a lot of control, to put it mildly.
Well, I've seen two mainstream news articles this week where the big consortium of banks are coming out saying, save the earth, we're all dead, give us this new global tax, and they now admit. Now, we got the SPP documents from the Security Prosperity Partnership, and they said, well, they want a North American taxing grid. They want to tax each car. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer reported last week the government wants to put a transponder in every car and tax us. And if you complain, well, it's for the earth.
Yeah. Oh, and the children. Don't forget the children.
Exactly. it's for the children. Just from the perspective of the books you've written on this, as a physicist, in layman's terms, for people to understand, why is their claim of man-made global warming a hoax?
Well, it boils down to nothing more than a simple correlation, and that is that the Earth has been warming up and CO2 emissions have been going up, and people see that there is some kind of a link between the two. And indeed, you have to go back about a century ago, a guy named Arrhenius had figured out that additional CO2 would cause some heating of the Earth. Now, it turned out that all his numbers were wrong, but the principle remains that CO2 is a greenhouse gas, but it is a minor greenhouse gas that lies way behind water vapor, which lies way behind clouds. And furthermore, the thing that is not understood is that all of the carbon dioxide that goes into the atmosphere every year that is put up there by humans, because we burn coal, we burn oil, we burn natural gas, all that CO2 we put into the air is no more than about 3% of the CO2 that goes into the air. And the other 97% comes from totally natural sources.
Humans, plankton, animals.
Primarily the ocean. The warm ocean is an emitter of CO2. Cold oceans are an absorber. And historically, when the oceans have warmed up because of, let's say, orbital and solar effects, those have caused the Earth to warm up. The oceans have subsequently warmed up, and then the CO2 has followed suit and increased in the atmosphere.
Well, I mean, Al Gore in his film Earth in the Balance, or An Inconvenient Truth, his book and the film, he shows the graph, but he lies and puts the CO2 in red underneath the green for the warming trend. But in all the studies from all the universities and different sciences and different divisions, it all shows the same data, that about 600 years after heating, you then get carbon dioxide increasing, not carbon dioxide goes up and then heat goes up. Is that a correct statement?
You are correct, but there was another time lag, and that is because the data that everybody refers to were taken at Vostok, which is in fairly deep inland in Antarctica, where it is really very cold, and they pulled up ice cores. But the data points in that graph were about 1,000 years apart. And it took later research to sort of correlate things deep in Antarctica with things nearer the shore where the snow piles up faster and you have higher resolution to determine that really the CO2 did come after the temperature changes. So that, let's say, 30, 40 years ago, it was quite reasonable to assume that possibly the CO2 might have come first, or that they changed simultaneously, because you couldn't tell from the data. But newer data that is taken within the last 10 years really nail that down.
How do they get that? Is it a spectrometer, or how are they getting that data out of the ice?
Well, you drill a core, which people do in the ice. They do the same thing when they do mining. They
sure,
just make a...
Sure, I understand make, pulling up the plug, but, I mean, what tools are they using to like, get that data?
Okay, well, the first thing they do is they take part of this long cylinder of ice and they slice it into a thin slice, and they know how deep down this was, so they have some idea of the date. And then they put it into a vacuum system while it's still very
professor,
cold.
Professor, doctor, stay right there. We're going to come right back to you for this quick break. Thanks for joining us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, freedom to fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
I was sitting in traffic, listen to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico.
so good.
Well, he's written quite a few books. One of them is A Primer on CO2 and Climate by Howard C. Hayden. This is a short segment. We're going to come back in the longer segment, finish up with him, and then take a few of your calls and recap some top stories, get to a few things I haven't covered yet. Look, I've studied history. I've studied the different climate changes. We know for 500 years they've been keeping pretty good records in places like England, really 300. But we know that the Earth's changing all the time. The solar system's changing all the time. The moons of Saturn and Jupiter that were ice are melting up until just a few months ago. Now the sun just cooled off, according to NASA and three other institutions that gauge its how much energy it's putting off. Can you elaborate on that and then get back into the ice core, sir?
Sure. Well, let's the thing, just to finish up about the ice cores, what they do is they just heat the ice core up, or a slice of the ice core up, and then they measure the gas that's in it, and they can tell how much CO2 is there. But, yeah, the sun has varied quite a bit over a period of time, and the Earth's climate has varied a whole lot. Glaciers, for example, people talk about the fact that they're receding. Well, they have been receding quite steadily since about 1750, which is a long time before we started using fossil fuels.
But weren't they receding for the last 12,000 years since the end of the last ice age? I mean,
well,
there were glaciers into North Texas. I mean,
but yeah. Well, there's a long, long time. It's about 18,000 years ago when we were in the depths of the last ice age. But then we went through the Little Ice Age. In other words, things warmed up, and in the medieval warm period, which some people deny the existence of, things were really quite jolly. We had nice warm weather and so forth, and then they cooled off in the Little Ice Age, and that was basically coincident with the cooling of the sun, and now it's begun to warm up, and the Little Ice Age ended somewhere around 1750.
Now, you're one of the big experts on this, but I've interviewed literally probably 50 people on this subject. I've seen the great documentary they just put out in England, debunking.
Mm-hmm. Are we still there?
Wes?
Okay,
sir. Yeah, we are back here. I'm in Texas, they're in Minnesota, and we're now able to get you back on. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I'm in Texas, they're in Minnesota, and we're putting in new lines today, so I think that's may have been what just happened. I'm trying to understand here, though. I mean, if the science is so simple, how were they able to then engage in this hoax, and why did they decide to push this hoax?
I'm not too good on human motivations. I don't really understand human motivations, except some people are really driven by money. The thing that people are looking at is basically computer programs. They have their right computer programs, and they've actually got gloom and doom built into them. For example, there was a recent paper, and I can't give you the exact details on this thing, but it was published, and what it described was a positive feedback system whereby if we heated up the Earth a little bit by carbon dioxide, then that would kick in more water vapor into the air and heat up the Earth a whole lot more, and we're heading for hell in a handbasket and so forth. And so the one chap who is really quite up on this thing studied that, and he took part of their computer program and just threw some random numbers in, and it showed that their program was guaranteeing a positive feedback. There was something wrong with their computer program. So he wrote a paper and sent it to the journal that had published that particular article. And they sent it on to the author, and the good news is that the author said, "Oh my gosh, you are right." So anyway, all of these scenarios about global warming are
played out in people's computers, not in reality. That's the thing to be remembered.
Absolutely. Stay there. And I saw in some of the reports they would enter into the computer that it was the CO2 that supposedly had this effect and not the sun, and there would be two different, you know, responses from what reality would have shown.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Well, I appreciate our esteemed guest. He is a retired 30-plus year professor, University of Connecticut. He's written quite a few scholarly works on the environment, a primer on CO2 and climate, the solar fraud, and other publications. You can find out more by going to Amazon.com. His name is Howard C. Hayden. Professor Dr. Hayden, I kind of got caught short there on the break. The point I was trying to make was this, and I'm just reading the scholarly reports and seeing the news reports about it, so I'm a layman, so correct me, but say they'll have an ocean rising model, and then they won't even feed in all these other things like the sun and even major weather patterns. They'll just feed in a basic equation of what will happen if, you know, CO2 is released, and then they have it already built in the computer that CO2 will supposedly have enough of a climate driver to heat things up to make the ice caps melt, and then we're going to be flooded. I mean, that's an oversimplification, or can you break down how they build these models to show these this disaster?
Well, one thing is they confuse the North Pole and the South Pole. The thing that determines conditions at the North Pole is primarily ocean currents. For example, there was a recent warming, and a whole lot of ice just left in the Arctic Sea, and then ocean currents changed, and right away it came back. It was the fastest rise known, but the records are short. It only goes back to 1979. South Pole, let me give you the ski report from the South Pole. Maybe you have some skiers down there in Texas. The ski report is 0.2 inches of new snow and 2 miles of base. And the highest temperature ever recorded down there is 7 degrees at the South Pole Research Station. The lowest temperature is 117 below. Now, the last I checked, the melting point of ice hasn't changed. And so just exactly how does one presume that the South Pole is going to melt? I mean, for heaven's sakes.
Well, also, they do real base things, like they will show polar bears on an ice floe and say, oh, look, they're all going to drown. They don't have a habitat anymore. But just watching shows about polar bears and reading a few books to my kids over the years, I know that they'll swim 100 miles. They get out on those floes and hunt beluga and hunt seals. But the news said they can't swim. They're dead. Global warming did this. And I remember reading adventure books, history books, about people, you know, investigating the South and North Pole, the Strait of Magellan, you know, hundreds of years ago, and how there were always giant icebergs the size of cities breaking off. I mean, that's what they do. It rains. It puts more onto the glaciers. Then they go out to the sea and break off. But I guess polar bears can't swim, and glaciers have never had icebergs.
Yeah, right. well, let me say something about the bears. They have survived actually very well. And, for example, the polar bears go back a long, long time, about 120,000 years ago or something like that. There was another interglacial, and it was a good deal warmer than it is today. And there was hardly any ice up anywhere around the North Pole, and the polar bear survived that perfectly well at that time. I don't understand why they wouldn't survive it now. And in fact, the polar bear populations are not decreasing. I think there is one, call it tribe of them, that's seen some decrease, but overall, the total polar bear population has been either holding steady or slightly increasing.
Yeah, I saw a press report that they're coming further south and that their numbers are higher. I think it said 25,000 or something.
Yeah, something like that. There's quite a number of them. And
but I mean, it's this type of mindless hype. Now, since you've really studied what's happening with the sun, and I see so different, you know, all these different reports, but I remember 5-6 years ago seeing NASA reports about, look, we can see this moon's liquid sea of methane is melting due to the sun's increased output. Can you specifically get into the sun as a driver, or is it the main driver, and what we've seen in the solar system, and is the sun now cooling, according to your studies, as NASA says it is?
Yes, the sun is now cooling, and the past 60 years have shown the highest solar activity in the last 1,400 years. So, yes, the sun is now cooling and has been warmer, and we can expect some cooling, but there's also some change in the ocean currents that's periodic, so that there is expected to be some cooling within the next decade or so. And the temperature history also shows that during the, well, since January 2001, the temperature of the Earth has basically held almost flat. It's rising at a 50th of a degree Celsius per decade at the present time. Now, that's just a trend. You can't really predict from trends. I guess what I'm trying to say is that the the previous predictions about the horrendous warming that people expected have not come to pass.
It seemed like they were trying to hedge their bet in that Day After Tomorrow propaganda film where they explained that global warming means instant freezing and the destruction of New York by ice. And so now they're falling back to that, saying, yes, it's the global warming. Now we're all going to freeze to death. I'm sure you've heard that newest thing.
Yeah, I have. the problem with that business is that when you predict everything, you predict nothing. You just write down a list of things that could happen. You know, that's not a prediction. And so it's just pure garbage. No reason to believe any of it.
You talked about the majority of real scientists don't agree with them. There's been a big controversy. They had 1,800 people sign on, as you know, I'm telling the audience, this UN document a year or so ago, a year and a half ago, and now it's come out that a lot of them were just invited to the conference, never even signed on, but then saw their names. And then they cult-like say there's no disagreement, it's 100%, all scientists agree, which kind of backfired on them because then they're coming out of the woodwork saying, I don't agree. I mean, again, this is bizarre. Can you speak to the real numbers?
Yeah, there were something like 2,500 people who attended the IPCC gathering in Maui. Now, understand what IPCC stands for. It's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And as it turned out, there's only about 52 climate scientists among the whole lot. And they, among themselves, were, you know, in considerable disagreement about things. And I know of at least one who sued to have his name taken off that list of people that signed. But there is quite another thing that's gone on independently. There is a petition that was run out of Oregon, and there were 19,000 scientists who signed a statement saying that the global warming is certainly not proven and the science isn't up to it. You know, it's not time to panic. There's another petition that I only know about sort of through back channels that has something like 29,000 signatures on it where people disagree with the IPCC scenario.
And you notice that's never going to be in the news.
It'll never be in the news.
Well, what can we do to turn this around? I mean, people can get your book, give it to other physicists, give it to other climatologists. I mean, I'm a nobody when it comes to this, but I've read what all the experts are saying, and they're saying this is a fraud. Why does Al Gore think he's going to get away with this? I mean,
The interesting thing about Al Gore, he was invited to speak at a meeting in New York, which was climate skeptics. I was one of those skeptics, by the way, and he was invited to speak, and they said, "Name your price." And they know that his price is usually $200,000 per lecture. And he gets big money out of this thing. And he refused to speak in front of this group. And they said, "Name your price." And he could have named, say, $1 million. And they would have paid it. But no, he doesn't know this stuff very well. And he knows that... any climate scientist on the planet can shoot him down because of his errors. But so he won't speak. But then there was a recent meeting of professional engineers up in Denver. This was the Colorado Professional Engineers, and they decided to have a forum on global warming, and they'd like to hear both sides of the issue. So they're right there in Denver near Boulder, where NOAA is headquartered, and NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Air, is located. And so they said, okay, let's just find some of these people that NOAA and NCAR brag are part of this IPCC and have them give a talk. And one of them said that it wouldn't be an appropriate forum. Now, remind you, professional engineers are the elite of engineers. And all the rest of them that they asked found better things to do. I'm busy. I'm clipping my toenails that day or something. But nobody from there would show up to debate some kind of low-level people like myself. And it wasn't going to be a debate.
Well,
they could just make a presentation and leave if they wanted to.
Well, sir, you've said it. You realize that the big banks and the big money, and they're publicly behind it, and we have government documents, they want global taxes, and they can't just come say, hey, you know, big government's good. People know it's not good now. They've pretty much woken up to that. And so they say, okay, it's to save you. If you don't do this, you're going to die. It's kind of like, well, the UN has said they don't want to have war now as a unifying threat. So now they want to have the outside threat of the climate, the environment. You know, the witch doctors 5,000 years ago would con their tribe into giving them, you know, special lifestyles and status because they could predict when a solar eclipse or lunar was going to happen. And really, it's the same thing now. It's like we're a bunch of ignorant savages, and they're just telling us, ooga booga, the sun won't come back. You're going to die unless you give me all the power. I mean, can it, from a sociological perspective, or really from a anthropology view, a doctor be looked at in that way?
Well, yeah, and I would add another example. Perhaps you've experienced this thing on your computer that you've logged on to some site on the web, and then all of a sudden something, some pop-up starts telling you that you've got some virus in your system or something, and you got to get some computer program to remove it. And then every time you turn around, you get this pop-up telling you you have to go get this stuff to get the junk out of your system. Well, this is what we call extortionware.
Yes.
Yeah.
The same thing is happening in the global warming scenario, that people are basically extorting through fear. You know, you have to pay us.
Well, that's my final point, Doctor, and it's this. Now, I'm sure you've heard that government heads and others have called for our arrest. They're saying it's like Holocaust denial, that if you deny that there's global warming and that we need to fix it, that you need to be arrested because it's a crime against humanity.
Well, I haven't heard the arrest part, but I certainly have seen the silencing part.
Listen, you can Google that, and it's all over the British and German news, where they're saying that denying this is like denying the Holocaust and should be illegal.
Yeah, well, I look at it this way. Al Gore got the Nobel Prize. It's the Nobel Peace Prize, which puts him right up there with Yasser Arafat. And he refers to people like us as skeptics and deniers, and that puts us right down there with Galileo. Thank you.
Absolutely. It does move, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. Tell us about a couple of the books.
Well, I have a primer on CO2 and climate. It's available at valeslake.com, and it's available at Amazon also. Sales are running high on that, and I'll be coming out with a second edition pretty soon. And another one is called The Solar Fraud Second Edition. The subtitle is Why Solar Energy Won't Run the World.
Well, they're clearly going for broke now. I mean, they don't care that they've been shown to be frauds. This being one of the coldest winters in modern times, though, federal government even admitting that right now globally, they're going to have trouble spinning this gloom and doom when every one of their conferences keeps getting blizzarded out.
Yeah, well, actually, I look forward to having this whole thing quiet down and winding up with a bunch of unsold books, because the thing has gotten out of people's minds and they're just not excited about it anymore.
Well, I think we're starting to turn the corner. A lot of people who believed in it a year ago, when they saw the NFL pushing it and Bush even saying he was for it now, I think, you know, the massive corporate push, people went, wait a minute, wait a minute, something stinks.
Well, yeah, I think so, but you have to be eternally vigilant, because they're always out there and they're after your pocketbook. So,
oh no, I agree that the fight's hot and heavy. We're in the thick of the fight. I just think that now people are finally realizing it's a fraud. They're not stopping. Maybe that's why they're tripling and quadrupling. I mean, have you seen how they're just going wild? Do you think that's maybe they're getting desperate? Or?
Well, I think so. But by the way, I have written a paper once that was published in Nuclear News, and it advised the nuclear industry not to take on this global warming as an argument for nuclear, because nuclear has plenty of its own merits, and they should not rest a strong case on weak arguments. And I don't know if that had any influence on the nuclear community, but I am happy to say that they have been fairly circumspect about this issue. They haven't joined that bandwagon.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us. He's Howard C. Hayden. A Primer on CO2 and Climate is his best-selling book right now. Thanks for spending time with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You bet. There he goes. We're going to come back in the final segment. I know I said I'd take your calls. Who knows if I can? I got some final news. Bob Chapman was going to pop in, but we kind of double-booked some guests. The dollar is imploding right now. Before we go to break in the final segment, let me tell you about Enerfood. ENERfood.com. It is the best green food out there. The food is so debased. It has lost so much of its value, even if it's organic or non-GMO, because of the what they've been doing with the crops. High-quality green food. Go to Infowars.com, link through on that banner, the Inner Health Botanical banner, and you get 10% off. Order in bulk, an additional 20. ENERfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Interfood.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Wait, whoa, wait a minute.
Look. This is the deal, folks. All these people that are paranoid about the world come and scream at me everywhere. All right, I'll answer. All right. Okay. Now, wait a minute. You said you would go if I answered the question, right? You said you would go if I answered the question. You said you would go if I answered the question. You said you would go if I answered the question. All right, here's the answer. I happened to be in Europe then on my way to Russia. I was invited to go to Bilderberg by Vernon Jordan, a friend of mine, and a genuine hero of the civil rights movement. And to the best
live,
of my knowledge,
ladies and gentlemen,
not discussed by anybody.
Bill Clinton would never admit he went to Bilderberg and has lied about it in the past. There's We Are Change confronting him on that. Great job. 9/11 truth there as well. We Are Change confronted Larry Silverstein. It is an incredible confrontation. I just learned about it this morning. They're always on fire. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I meant to play that, but I don't think we're going to have time to play that today. We just ran out of time with all the guests and the info and your calls and the material that we covered here today. And we had Ron Paul on, of course. The show's about to end. If you missed Ron Paul at the first of the show, it's going to restart at Infowars.com. You can tune in, even if your AM and FM station has already aired the show. You can, whenever you want, go to Infowars.com. When the show ends, there are streams 21 hours a day until the next live show. But in this case of Friday, it'll restream until Sunday when I'm back live 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ and syndicated on stations like KCAA in San Diego and KCXL in Kansas City and Florida, New York, Ohio, to all those affiliates that pick up the Sunday show and the weekday show. Thank you. But I do hope that you will join me this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We'll have big news on Monday. We got Bob Chapman coming on and a lot of other important news as we watch the meltdown of the dollar. It's just amazing what's happening. With this Larry Silverstein clip, again, go to Infowars.com. Go to JonesReport.com. Aaron's written a story about it. I had meant to play it in the last segment. I thought we'd send it to the network, but they didn't have it. I guess you've got it now, but not time to play it, right? Yeah, okay. We'll find out the mystery of this. It doesn't matter. See it at Infowars.com. It's incredible. I want to get Luke on and the rest of the We Are Change guys Monday. They are just on fire. It's freaking the politicians out. Everywhere they go, they're being confronted. Everywhere they go, issues of 9/11, New World Order, open borders, gun control, land grabbing, corruption. It's coming out. We're on the march. The empire is on the run in a big, fat way. So, again, I'm asking you to spread the word about Infowars.com. I'm asking you to go there, join the free MySpace account system. There's a great community there. I want it to grow. It's gotten pretty big. I want it to grow even bigger. Post your own articles, your own videos, your own info there. Use it as a base of operations. That's Infowars.com and the Infowars Network. Free. Go join this weekend. Use it. Network. That's what I want it to be. Post comments in the stories. We've really updated and made InfoWars better. We're doing the same thing with Prison Planet right now. And in closing, another fine sponsor, Aloe Ease Body Cleanse, totally cleans out your entire system. And these are the type of sponsors that make this show possible, by the way. And I only bring you sponsors I believe in. And this high-quality herbal detox is amazing. It's documented. It totally flushes you out. Aloe vera is just an amazing plant. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Aloe's Body Cleanse, 1-800-569-4056. And yes, that deal goes through this weekend, Ted said. Gold locked in at prices lower than they are right now at over 1,000. Lower at 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Folks, we're just seeing amazing things happen. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Are you worried about your credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates?